Proclamation number 1930, 2 of 28 May 1914, Overcoming the Form, Resistance to God. Every form is animated by spiritual substance. These are the little particles which, when united, result in the human soul, and this spiritual substance is in constant higher development. As soon as the spiritual now leaves the respective form, it has become its overcomer, i.e. the stay in exactly this form has helped it to free itself from something that was a burden to it. It felt this burden partly in the envelopment, which took away all freedom from the spiritual, but partly also in its own inadequacy, in its lack of maturity. It also sought to become free of this and strive for the height. Leaving any form is therefore first an overcoming of it, but then also a weakening or ever-decreasing resistance to God. Resistance to God is an immature state, for it entails all other offenses against God. Whatever does not resist God fulfills His will, i.e. it lives and constantly remains in the divine order because it is of the same will as God. And it is therefore in a certain state of maturity, which brings it close to God. But what still resists God is also distant from Him, for everything immature still clings to the spiritual through precisely this resistance. The spiritual must therefore first free itself from this impurity, and to do so it takes the long path through creation. And since it now always does something that corresponds to divine will, it gives up its former resistance and purifies itself. Interruption.